Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
But we got to talk about miracles. Is it okay if we talk about miracles today on the Everyday Saturday podcast? Sam Crowley, it's the last show of the day. Podcast number 4, June 9, 2015. We're talking about miracles. So last Thursday, we had our follow-up appointment with our miracle baby, Susan. If you don't know, Angie and I had a baby at 24 weeks last August 17, 2014. Given no chance, really, to live. And after a couple of days, the doctors came into Angela's room and said, hey, come down and visit Susan. This might be her last day alive. And after 221 days in the hospital, she came home March 26th to our home. She's on a ventilator, oxygen. She's doing amazing. All we got to do is get her little lungs to grow. That's all we need. Then she comes off the ventilator, and then hopefully her tracheostomy tube is removed in a couple of years. And she's like every other kid out there. But we got to take, no pun intended, baby steps. Okay? So, last week, Thursday, we go to her pulmonologist down at Children's Hospital. It's a three-hour appointment. You know, we hook her up to the machines. They check her out, get all the stuff. And they make adjustments to her ventilator while we're there and things like that. And then her pulmonologist, who we love, Dr. Dan, came in. And he says, okay, we're going to put her on windows. And we're going to take her off the ventilator right now. For 15 minutes, hopefully 15 minutes. Let's just see how she does, though, for the first couple minutes. And what it means is Susan has a tracheostomy tube. That's how she breathes, okay? She doesn't breathe like you and I do when we take a breath through our mouth and it goes down into our lungs through our throat. Her airway is obstructed, okay? There's a problem. She can't get air from her mouth into her lungs. So she must have a hole in her throat where her tracheostomy tube is inside of her trachea. And the ventilator connects to that trach tube and it blows air in and it gives her a breath when she needs a breath. Okay. So that's what she does. She has this big old tube hooked up, and then the ventilator itself, that's the tube called the cannula, is hooked up to this machine that operates, and it's programmed and it's operated to designed to give her a breath every time she needs one. So we lug all this equipment everywhere we go, you know, the ventilator, the water that provides humidity, because you just can't blow dry air into her lungs. It'll damage her lungs. So that there needs to be water that is sent through the oxygen tube into her lungs to humidify that moist air. And then the last thing is she's hooked up to an oxygen tank that goes into the back of the ventilator. So it provides 1 liter flow of oxygen going into the ventilator constantly, 24 hours a day. So it sounds really, you know, clunky, which it kind of is. It sounds a little bit dangerous. It's very intimidating at first, but it certainly isn't dangerous. It's just, it's our new normal now, man. We fired up. We have no nurse, nobody in our house that helps us anytime. It's just me and Angela, mainly Angela, doing it 24 hours a day. And we're fired up. Guys, it's just temporary. I mean, come on, man. I got problem. You don't got problem. You don't even know what a problem is. Read Chasing Daylight. You got 90 days to live, then you got problems. Other than that, you got no problems. Quit bitching and moaning. God, I'm so sick of people that are just, I got this guy. You got nothing. You got 90 days to live, and you got no problems. Any problem you got right now is self-induced. I know that because I have them all myself. Bankrupt, fat, lethargic, out of shape. I don't like my boss. I don't like my job. That was a me problem. Okay, that was a self-induced problem. And everybody around me was collateral damage as a result of that self-induced problem. Once you own it, you can do something about it. But you keep bitching and moaning and complaining and blaming everybody else about it, then you've constantly just in this state of perpetual problem. You know why it doesn't go away and it doesn't get fixed? Because you haven't even owned it yet. You want to fix something? Own it. Hey, my lawnmower's not working. Well, fix it. You own it, right? Then fix it. My refrigerator's not. Great. You own it. Fix it. Hey, my bank account's low. Great. You own it. Fix it. Hey, my body's fat. I'm out of shape. Great. You own the body. Fix it. What, do you expect your neighbor to fix your body? Hey, Mike, how you doing, buddy? Yeah, good. Hey, enjoyed the cookout with you. A couple beers. That was a lot of, hey, can you fix my body? What are you talking about, Sam? Well, look, let me take my shirt off, bub. See this gut, this flab of fat hanging over my waist? Yeah. Hey, can you fix that? No. Why? Because I don't own it. You do! So fix it. So anyway, I digress. We went to the pulmonologist. Dr. Dan says we're going to take her off her ventilator. It's like, this is great, man. It's like, drum roll, please. Pops off the vent. Susan's going through her trach. It's kind of, you know, she's got secretions in there, so we had to suction her a couple of times. Oh, that's another thing. We got a suction machine we got to carry with us all the time. This little tube goes down into her trach, and we suction out secretions. Like, you and I can just clear our throat. We go, and it's gone. Secretions are gone, you know? For Susan, she can't do that. So we literally got to suction out secretions from this tracheostomy tube 24 hours a day. So anyway, she's breathing 3 minutes. We're like, wow. She's hooked up to a pulse ox monitor. Oh, yeah, by the way, that's another thing we got to travel with, a pulse ox monitor that's wrapped around her foot, and it monitors her saturation levels of oxygen in her lungs as well as her heart rate. So it's another thing we got to bring, as well as the oxygen tank we got to travel with as well. Guys, we're traveling like we're packing. I think I packed less to move into my, as a matter of fact, I know I did, in my first college apartment, than we got to pack to bring Susan out when we go places. So 3 minutes goes to 5 minutes. She's still breathing, man. Well, Ange and I are looking at her doctor, and we're just talking, and he's measuring. You know, we're having, he's going on. He's giving us, you know, updates on Susan also. If we're talking about her weight or height. 9 minutes go by. Like, wow. He goes, wow, she's doing really good, guys. Her saturation level's still over 90 on the pulse ox monitor, which is great. 100 is perfect. Anything below 90, it gets a little sketchy. You get down into 70s and 60s. God forbid. I mean, back when Susan was in the hospital, her sat levels got to like 30. They had to literally bag her, like give her oxygen through her mouth. You know? 9 minutes goes to 12 minutes. He's like, whoa, this is great. 12 goes to 15, and now we actually lost track of time because we're still talking to the doctor. Not lost track of time, like if our baby was turning blue, we'd know it because we're all just staring at Susan, but we're talking. And this is like a regular medical visit about what's going on, next steps. 26 freaking minutes. Susan goes without any oxygen, without any ventilator, hooked up to no machines. Let me tell you something, man. As a father of that baby that we're watching, I wanted to just sob. I couldn't, though, because, you know, I got to be all masculine and all. But Angela and I are looking at each other like, this is amazing. It's another season of the journey. It's another season of the journey. It's a season of your journey. We all go through seasons of life. You don't got to be hooked up to a ventilator to be going through a season of life. But now our new season, the doctor, his order was now, every day, Susan is to be off the ventilator for 15 minutes. Do you know what we can do in 15 minutes? We can go outside and get the mail and hold Susan with us, take her outside, which we did Saturday. We can go to the neighbor's house, which we did after we got the mail on Saturday. Hey, they were shocked, like, wow, it's Susan. We can run up to the grocery store, grab a cup of coffee, 15 minutes. Guys, 15. We're like making a list of everything we can do in 15 minutes. We just want 15 minutes. Have you listened to my podcast, 196 of a Day, that I recorded this year? There's 96 15-minute increments in each day. What are you doing? 196 of a day. That I know what we're going to do. Like, we do not take for granted 15 minutes. When we pull her off the vent now, we're like, what do we do? Where do we go? The kids are like, what are we going to do for 15 minutes? We jam everything into a 15-minute window. And Susan's loving life. She's doing great. It's a miracle, man. It's just another miracle that we take for granted every 15-minute increment. These 96 15-minute increments in our day, we take for granted, and we just waste them. Shame on us. I've done it. Still guilty of it. We're on Facebook scrolling aimlessly, watching mindless videos of something, all these clickbait crap that we click on and watch and read a blog about Bruce Jenner and the Kardashians and all this stupid crap that means nothing, you know? All these reality shows we'll sit there and tune into, wasting life, wasting time. What if you were on a ventilator and you got an opportunity to come off that ventilator for 15 minutes? I bet sure as hell your life would be a lot different, right? So why don't you start appreciating these 15 increments, these 15-minute increments of time in your day, and quit wasting them and quit talking about how bad things are and quit saying, I wish I had somebody else's life. I wish I had my – you know what you wish? The thing that you're wishing for right now, somebody else is praying. The problem you have right now, somebody else is praying for your problem. They're literally, please, God, give me your problem. Your problem. That's all I want, just that. So the next time you think, oh, I got an ache or pain, there's somebody begging just to have that ache, that pain, begging for a 15-minute window. So get off the rusty duff, get after it, and make it the, and I mean the, best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.